You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we are here at the Education Transitions Conference in the British Medical Association building. Joining me now is Toby Addison, aka the Blind Tobes, who has hosted a very interesting panel just now. Toby, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
So can you tell us a little bit about kind of your own education experiences that you've talked about during the panel?
I lost my vision progressively and went to mainstream education my whole journey. It was a mixed bag. I had some positives, a lot of negatives, but the point of coming in and talking today to everyone in the room was about how you can self-advocate for yourself and get the right support that you need, and ultimately facilitating that academic journey for students who will be coming through that process as visually impaired students, and having the ability to make sure that they thrive rather than survive.
One of the big points I thought you mentioned was quite interesting was how important was your ability that you've learned to advocate for yourself. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I think it's a hugely important skill that not just visually impaired adolescents, but adolescents in general aren't taught how to do. And it's only in my adult life where I run my own business and I've had to fight my own corner in other facets of my life that I've discovered how important it is. So a big talking point today was how can we empower students with visual impairments to learn self-advocacy skills and be able to implement the right support that they need rather than being told what support they're going to get.
Based on what was discussed on during the panel, you know, if there was one change you could tell your younger self after your own experiences or things that you've heard, what would it be?
I, to be fair, wasn't the best in school. Losing my sight was obviously quite a traumatic period of my life, and I pushed away a lot of support that was given to me. I think if I was to speak to my younger self, it would be just to embrace that journey. Learn resilience, learn acceptance, and ultimately you'll be in a much healthier space mentally and academically as well. So it's be appreciative of the support that's trying to be offered to you.
And what would be some of your takeaways that you'll take away from the panel based on what you've heard today from people?
Yeah, it was great to listen to. We had three students and then someone filling in for the mother of a visually impaired student. It was really interesting to listen to them and their experiences, and I think the most salient thing for me is that not everyone's experience is the same. We need to look at students on a case-by-case basis rather than writing policies and implementing things that have a blanket approach. You could speak for hours on the positives and negatives of situations, and we all have different experiences of those situations as students, so that would be my take home.
And if people would like to follow you and to see some of your content that you do, how can they do that?
That's at Blind Tobes on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok.
Fantastic. Toby Addison, aka Blind Tobes, thank you very much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.